first Mishnah in Menachos, we'll see that the Mincha is very similar to Zvachim, and just like with Zevach HaKorban, there's four Avodas Adam, which is Shechita, Kabbalas Adam, receiving the blood in the holy vessel, Hoylocha, carrying it to the Mizbech, and Zrika, pouring the blood, sprinkling the blood on the Mizbech. So too, by Mincha, the Mincha is brought in the Kli, with the flour and the oil, and some of that water in the Mizbech, we'll see. Then he would do a kmitza from the kli. It would be koimetz, a handful of the flour, the dough, or if it's bread baked menachos from the breads. That kmitza is equivalent to shrita. Just like shrita, you are removing the blood to bring on the mizbeach. Here too, you're removing the kmitza, which will be burnt in the mizbeach. And after he does the kmitza, he also puts it into a kli, sharis, similar to what the blood was put into a kli sharis. Then he does halacha, he carries it to the mizbeach. And then the parallel of the blood was sprinkled on the mizbeach, this will be put on top of the mizbeach and burnt on the mizbeach. So those four avodas that we have by an animal, we have connected them, parallel to them, in the mincha. Says the Mishnah, this is the first avodah, the kmitza, which he takes his handful of the mincha, and he separates it. So that's like we said before, like a shechita, and therefore that's the same rules of shechita, that if you did a shaloi lishma, it's kosher. In other words, if you have a mincha which is an oila, and you have in mind the shem chatos, you say the shem chatos, still kosher. If you made an edit that I'm going to bring a mincha, you're going to have to bring another one. But that mincha, the first one was kosher, it's just not mekayim is neder. What does it mean it's kosher? That the kohanim can eat the whatever's left of the mincha after the mizbeach got its part. Chutz mincha's chayte, mincha's kenois. Mincha's chayte is a person that has certain averis has to bring a mincha. And mincha's kenois is if a husband is concerned that his wife was misyachet, he warned her not to be misyachet, and she was misyachet with a certain man, and they're concerned that illicit relations, they bring the korban soita. So minchas chayte, minchas knois, these two menachas, shekomtzan, shaloi lishma. Either he did the kmitza, shaloi lishma. He said, I'm doing this Hashem oila. Or nosan bekli, like we said before, the second avoid is to put that in the klisharis. Baholach, he brought it to the mizbeach, the third one. Hikter, he burnt it on mizbeach, the fourth avoid. Any one of these things that he thought shaloi lishma. Oy shaloi lishma and v'loi lishma, or he thought both lishma and lo lishma, but he did have the thought of shaloi lishma, oy shaloi lishma v'loi lishma, or the other order. Kol panim sulas. Once he thinks shaloi lishma, everything is possible. Keitzad, yeah, lishma shaloi lishma. What's an example of lishma shaloi lishma? L'shem minchas choyte, l'shem minchas nedor. He thought, I want this for minchas choyte, and I also want it for minchas a free will offering, which is a oila. Oy shaloi lishma lishma, l'shem minchas nedor. A free will mincha offering, which is an oila. L'shem minchas choyte. Doesn't make a difference which one he thought first. As long as he thought about another korban, he passes this mincha.